The bill would leave it up to the DOT to decide whether to raise the speed limit to 70. Assistant Deputy Transportation Secretary Tom Radekin says the department would likely do just that on rural interstates and four-lane freeways with interchanges. Radekin said at a public hearing that from what he's seen in other states, 85% of drivers won't drive any faster.
They're already driving at their comfortable, this 85th percentile speed, and they really don't change much. You may have the faster folks maybe push the limit, but you know, like me, they should be wondering, you know, where the state patrol's threshold is on, you know, do you feel lucky?
Manitowoc Republican Representative Paul Tittle, who's sponsoring the speed limit bill, says everyone's seen traffic where faster drivers dart in and out of lanes to maneuver around slower vehicles.
Just as excessive speed can contribute to accidents, so can a variation in speed among vehicles.
Tittle says raising the speed limit to 70 would make sure more people are driving closer to the same speed and reduce accidents. Others aren't so sure. Marshfield Republican Representative John Spiro says 18-wheelers are simply more dangerous at higher speeds.
When you take a look at the stopping distance and everything else, it's much greater the faster you're going in a truck than it is a car.
Spiros wants to amend the bill to let the DOT keep a speed limit of 65 for commercial trucks. Radekin said the DOT would not raise the limit on urban interstates or on four-lane highways without interchanges. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.